Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And I tell you, this has been a trying day for me. But praise be the Lord, for he gives me the strength to endure all things. And I thank God for you who are faithful listeners to this broadcast. And I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who died on that cross for you and I. So thank you for being so faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But thank you for being a faithful listener to Mission from the Heart Radio. Well, I want to get right into our broadcast. And this is going to be an interesting lesson for us today. And we're going to look at this from a perspective of protection. And our lesson today is going to be out of Psalms 121. So I encourage you to get your Bible or your tablet and bring your paper to write and pencil and pen to take good notes concerning our lesson. And the lesson title for this broadcast is Term Life or Whole Life, Protected for Life. And is your life insurance policy that you may have enough coverage to protect your family? Most don't have the type of protection that is needed to secure and assure them of permanent protection. So we're going to look at Psalms 121, which reveals God's protection over his people and gives us the assurance needed as we journey in this life. His promises are secure, and his book, eternal, according to Revelation 21, verse 27. So I want to review your policy with the promises of God's word. So let's look at our lesson. Now, for the note takers, which I happen to be one, I want us to look at the points that I'm going to expose or bring out in this particular passage or psalm, Psalms 121. So my first point, if you would take note of this, is higher protection. That's the first point. The second point is lasting, eternal protection. Now, keep in mind, this particular lesson is going to look at your life insurance policy and how it is reviewed with God's eternal protection, or if you will, policy. So let's look at this. So now, as I made mention concerning your life insurance policy, I want to bring some light or shed some light on two types of policies that most purchase over time, and that is a term life insurance policy or a whole life insurance policy. So I hope you know what type of policy you may have purchased, and if you don't know, you might want to pull it out and review it to make sure that you have the type of protection that you are paying for. So let's look at these different types of policies as this leads us in to the lesson. So, as an agent, an insurance agent that is, hopefully they would explain the different types of policies that we can choose according to the type of protection we're looking for. Let's look at the term life policy and how it is explained or defined. Term life insurance policy is a contract by which the insurance company promises to pay a stipulated sum of money upon the death of the insured, provided it occurs within a predetermined period, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, etc. If the insured should outlive the specified period, the life insurance company is no longer liable. It pays simply for protection during that period. That's called term life insurance. Again, it's a temporary protection of coverage that simply pays for the protection during that period, whether it be 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, etc. So it's normally looked at as temporary protection. And you can kind of see where I'm going with this intro, understanding our life insurance policies. So, as I explained, term life insurance is temporary protection. And let's look at the advantage of this term life insurance policy. The term life policy comes with an annual cost, which is small, so it's not very expensive at all. It offers initial maximum protection for a given sum. So it's affordable, and it gives you a maximum amount of protection over that particular period of time. But keep in mind, it's temporary. Temporary protection. Let's look at the disadvantages of this particular type of plan. Although the initial cost is small, the premiums increase with age. So as we get older, the premiums increase. Another disadvantage of this particular type of policy, unless the insured dies within the specified term of the policy, the beneficiary is not entitled to the insurance benefit. And the term policy does not contain the renewal convertible feature at a time when the need is greatest. The insured may find himself without insurance because of his inability to pass a medical exam. Now, this is our term basic life insurance, the advantages and disadvantages. Again, it's temporary protection, it's affordable, and it offers maximum protection for a period of time. And if you happen to die within that period of time, then quite naturally we know that the benefit would go to the beneficiary. But if you outlive that period of time, then you have no coverage and there is no death benefit and you are left unprotected. So let's look at this other type of policy, which we know as whole life insurance, also known as ordinary life insurance. The whole life or ordinary life insurance is explained this way. The ordinary life insurance policy appears to be the most satisfactory type under such circumstances because it offers permanent and not temporary protection. So the whole life or ordinary life insurance policy, it offers a permanent and not temporary protection. Now, let's look at the advantages and disadvantages of this particular type of policy. The advantages of a whole life policy gives permanent protection, is secured at a reasonable cost. And some of these words in these particular plans will pop out or should pop out. Listen or take heed to the different types and how they work. So we know temporary, term insurance is temporary, and whole insurance is permanent protection. It's secured at a reasonable cost. That's an advantage. Another advantage is that the payment of premiums is distributed over the life of the individual. And insurance protection is combined with a savings. So that's something that can be very intriguing and very promising. Permanent protection, the payment premiums are distributed over life, and insurance protection is combined with savings. Let's look at the disadvantage of this particular type of whole life protection on account of the cost. Insurance for the same amount of premium, not as much insurance for the same amount of premium, can be obtained as under term insurance. So the cost can become a little more expensive because of all of the bells and whistles it offers. But over time, as we age up, we may not be able to afford this type of policy because of our income changes. But let's look at one more disadvantage of this particular type of policy called a whole life. Since the premium paid for life, there is the possibility that the insured's earning power might diminish or cease when he reaches an advanced age, and the premium payments may become, therefore, a hardship at such a time. So, now, just some little tidbits concerning the life insurance policies that are available for you and I, term life and whole life. I've kind of explained some of the features of these two types of policy or life insurance policy. One thing that popped out, I was doing some study on these particular policies. Term life insurance is temporary, and whole life insurance is permanent. Temporary protection, permanent protection. Temporary over time, and if you outlive that time, you have no protection. Protection ceases. Whole life, you're protected, permanent protection over your whole life. And you have a savings with that. You get a savings, and the premiums may be slightly higher, but you have a saving over time. Now, where am I going with all of this? Where I'm going is, as I indicated in the beginning, my first point higher protection. My second point, lasting protection. My third point, eternal protection. Now, as we look at the lesson, and I hope you follow with me because it's going to be packed full of scripture. So I hope you come ready and come hungry, but most of all, come with an ear to hear and come hungry to a table that feeds plenty. So if you would walk with me to Psalms 121, and we are going to read this psalm together, if you will, and several other scriptures. Now, keep in mind, I've explained two different types of insurance policies that we can purchase from an insurance agent. Of course, we know one to be term life insurance, temporary protection over a period of time. If you outlive the policy, you have no protection. And the other policy is called a whole life policy. And you have permanent protection over your whole life up to the age 100. And it's a saving plan with that. The premiums may be a little higher, but it has a lot more bells and whistles or features to a whole life policy. Now, of course, it wouldn't take me long to know which would be better for me. And, of course, we all have an individual choice to choose, term life over whole life. But whole life sounds better, and it's over my whole life. So I think I would rather have protection for my whole entire life. So let's look at Psalms 121. And if you would turn your Bibles to that particular psalm, but I want to make sure that you get the points concerning this lesson. Point number one, higher protection. Point number two, lasting protection. And point number three, eternal protection. And if you will, write up under those particular points. Point one, write underneath that, look up. L-O-O-K, look up. Point number two, underneath that, write lock on. L-O-C-K, lock on. And then point number three, write under that, locked in, L-O-C-K-E-D, locked in. Those are the points for this particular psalm, and we're going to strategically move through the Bible and look at other scriptures that help us understand our permanent protection as a child of the Most High God. So let's look at this. And I'm going to read Psalms 121, and I'm going to read it in the New King James translation. And as you know, if you don't know by now, I love to read scripture in different translations to help me get a deeper understanding and a simplistic understanding of what the Holy Spirit wants me to learn. And so I'm going to read this in the New King James, and it reads this way: I will lift up my eyes to the hill from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. That's just awesome. So now I would like, if you will, love to read this in the CEV translation as well. And this is a translation that I love to read when I want to really draw into the Lord intimately and just listen for Him to speak to my heart and tell me what He wants me to know. This is the CEV translation, which means Contemporary English Translation. And it reads this way, Psalms 121. I look to the hills. Where will I find help? Come from the Lord, who created the heavens and the earth. The Lord is my protector, and He won't go to sleep or let you stumble. The protector of Israel doesn't doze or even get drowsy. The Lord is your protector, there at your right side to shade you from the sun. You won't be harmed by the sun during the day or by the moon at night. The Lord will protect you and keep you safe from all dangers. The Lord will protect you now and always, whenever or wherever you go. Now that is promising. That is a beautiful song for worship. I have heard this passage sung, and I tell you, it just brings delight to my soul. But the Lord will protect His people. Now let's look at each verse in this particular psalm, and let's look at it in correlation with the points: higher protection, lasting protection, eternal protection, or, keeping it simple, look up, locked on, or locked in. So, verses 1 and 2, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where will I find help? Now, this particular song, the theme of this particular psalm is God's protection over His people. Now, as I illustrated, the types of life insurance policies that we purchase, term life or whole life, we believe that that's the type of protection we need in the event that something happens to us over time, so that the death benefit would benefit the family or the beneficiary in the event that I'm no longer with them or gone on to meet the Lord. Now, that's a term life or whole life, but this type of protection in Psalms 121 is a promise to us, and it promises us not while we yet live here on earth, but it promises us when we fall asleep on earth. And so let's look at verses 1 and 2, higher protection. And it says, I look to the hills. from whence cometh my help. Higher, we are to look up, straight up. We don't look to the side. We don't look down. We don't look over yonder. We look up. Hills represent height. And so that is to remind us that we are to always look up to Him, capital H-I-M. And if you don't believe me, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 2, and we will go to verse 23. And it reads this way. Please make note of these verses so that you can read them at your private study time to where it would make more sense and you can totally hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you in the manner that He does. Jeremiah 2, verse 23. And I'm going to read this in the NIV translation. How can you say, I am not defiled? I have not run after the Baal. See how you behave in the valley. Consider what you have done. You are a swift she camel running here and there. Go on over to Psalms 123, verse 1. Go back to the Psalms, verse 23, verse 1. Here again, they sing, I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. I lift up mine eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. Now, I want us to look at 2 Kings chapter 19. 2 Kings chapter 19, and we're going to start at verse 14. And we're doing a lot of moving in Scripture because I want us to see the picture that's painted concerning the type of protection for life that we have. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 14. And I'm going to read this as you follow along in your translation. I'm going to read this in the CEV translation, and I'm going to start at verse 14. After Hezekiah had read the note from the king of Assyria, he took it to the temple and spread it out for the Lord to see. He prayed. He prayed, Lord God of Israel, your throne is above the winged creatures. Lord, is above, Lord God of Israel, your throne is above the winged creatures. You created the heavens and the earth, and you alone rule the kingdoms of this world. 16, but just look how Sennacherib has insulted you, the living God. Now, I'm going to stop right there for 1 second, only because remember the story about David and the giant, where he, the slingshot of the smooth stones. Now, that giant did what? He talked about our God. He talked about him so bad that it made David, I'm going to say, sick to his stomach. He could not bear what he was saying about Yahweh God. So he took care of that. And God used him to take care of that. Through David, it was done. A young boy. Now here, Hezekiah is praying to God concerning what this king was doing, insulting the living God. Verse 17, it is true, our Lord, as Assyrian kings have turned nations into deserts. They destroyed the idols of wood and stone and the people of those nations and made and worshiped. But you are our Lord and our God. We ask you to keep us safe from the Assyrian king. Then everyone in every kingdom on earth will know that you are the only God. Now, God answered Hezekiah's prayer in verse 20. Isaiah went to Hezekiah and told, Isaiah the prophet went to Hezekiah and told him that the Lord of Israel told him what the Lord of Israel said. This is Isaiah speaking to Hezekiah. Hezekiah, I heard your prayer about King Sennacherib, Assyria. Now, this is what I say to that king. Listen to the Lord our God speak. The people of Jerusalem hate and make fun of you. They laugh behind your back. Sennacherib, you cursed, shouted, and sneered at me, the holy God of Israel. You let your officials insult me, the Lord. And here is what you have said about yourself. I led my chariot to the highest height of Lebanon's mountain. I went down into its forest, cutting down the best cedar and cypress tree. I dried up every stream in the land of Egypt, and I drank water with wells I had dug. Sennacherib, now listen to me, the Lord. I planned all this long ago, and you don't even realize that I alone am the one who decided that you would do these things. I let you make ruins of fortified cities. Their people became weak, terribly confused. They were like wildflowers or a tender young grass growing on a flat roof, scorched before it matures. I know all about you, even how fiercely angry you are with me. I have seen your pride and the tremendous hatred you have for me. Now I will put a hook in your nose, a bit in your mouth. Then I will send you back to where you came from. Now that's God letting Hezekiah know what's going to happen to this particular king. And what's so unique about the hook in the nose and the bit in the mouth, this is how the Assyrians treated their prisoners. And now the Lord will treat this particular king the same way. So Hezekiah, he says in verse 29, I will tell you what's going to happen. And I'm going to drop down to verse 33. And it says, 32, let's back it up. I promise that the king of Assyria won't get into Jerusalem or shoot an arrow into the city or even surround it and prepare to attack. As surely as I am the Lord, he will return by the way he came and will never enter Jerusalem. I will protect it for myself and for my servant David. I look to the hills from with cometh my help, is what that says in Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. He will protect us for life. That is our protection. Let's look at verse 2. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. As we read through these passages, these particular scriptures, it solidifies what he made. Even in Genesis 1:1, it solidifies that he created, he formed man, he created heaven and earth. This God that we serve is protection for life. And in this particular song, that is a song actually, it says that first person, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. As we've read Hezekiah, 2 Kings 19, verses 14 through 37, it's also retold in Isaiah chapter 37, verses 14 through 20, and then verses 36 through 38. So take note of that, Isaiah 37, verse 14 through 20, and then 36 through 38. Now, my point was that Hezekiah prayed. He looked up. When he heard that this king was going to attack Jerusalem, he didn't fret. He didn't freak out. He did what? He looked up, and he stopped, he dropped, and he prayed. He took the letter, and he laid it before the Lord in the temple. He spread that letter out, and he prayed in verse 15. This is the higher protection that we have. Look up, stop, drop, and pray. What did Jesus do in the garden? He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed, and he prayed hard. He prayed so hard that the sweat that dripped from his brow, from his forehead, was as blood coming down. He prayed at the tomb of Lazarus. He prayed before God did with what he did and raised him from the dead. And Jesus called out to him, Lazarus, get up. And he came forth. But before that awesome miracle took place, Jesus prayed. And then he even prayed on the cross for you and me. He prayed in saying, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus prayed for us on the cross. So as they sang this song, and as they their eyes to the hills, they looked up because they knew that the higher protection will come through. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He promised his very own. Remember, the theme of this particular passage is God's protection over his people. So let's look at why prayer is so important. As we see the turmoil in our times today, other countries, in our own city, as we turn the TV on, we listen to the news, it's very depressing. But sometimes it's good to watch or listen, because it provokes us to pray. Pray for what's going on. Remember that 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, it says this: if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. This is what we as children of light should be doing. Gathering together prayer vigils, gathering together for prayer to go up, that his blessings will come down. Prayer is our vehicle to Yahweh God. It is so important. It shouldn't be the last thing that we do. According to the Psalm, that was the first thing they did. According to Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 19, that was the first thing he did. He stopped, he dropped, and he prayed. So, of course, the point is higher protection. That's the promise that he gives us. This higher protection is better than a term life insurance policy. And it's much better than a whole life insurance policy. Although it's permanent protection, it still has its limitations. But the higher protection is God himself, who we are to look up to, who we are to stop, drop on our knees, and pray. And so let's go to our second point. Second point, lasting protection. Verse 3, 4, 5, and 6 in Psalms 121. Verse 3, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is our shade at our right hand. The sun will not harm you by day or the moon by night. So let's think about this. Let's think about these verses as they talk about some interesting things. Now, this particular verse, these particular verses in Psalms 121, I'm going to reread it in my CEV, and it says, the Lord is our protector, and he won't go to sleep or let you stumble. The protector of Israel doesn't doze or ever get drowsy. The Lord is our protector. They're at your right side to shade you from the sun. You won't be harmed by the sun during the day or by the moon at night. Now, as we know, lasting protection means we need to lock on to him who is our protector, who won't go to sleep or let you stumble. He doesn't doze off. He doesn't get drowsy. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere at once. He's omnipotent, and we know he's sovereign. He's got everything in control. So, lock on, and he will not allow anything or anyone to pluck us out of his hand. Now, before I move on with the second point or expound on the second point, you got to know you're one of his. And this was what brings me to this point. I can continue in the lesson, but if you don't have the blessed assurance or the protection for life, then you're going to wander in the valley when troubles come your way, storms arise, the rains come down, and you are going to stay in the valley. Because verses 1 and 2 says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. So let me stop right here, if I could, and let's take a rest. For somebody who may be listening to this broadcast, I do not ever want to assume that every listener to this broadcast is saved, is born again, has accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So if you are a part of the family of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I ask you, brothers and sisters, to pray with me at this particular moment that no one will be left behind and that we extend the gospel of Jesus Christ as before I move forward in this lesson. So if we could touch and agree and be of like-minded and humble-hearted, and those who may be listening, if you are unsure that you will go to heaven, please pray with us, your heart, your mouth, and repeat after me. Lord God, I am a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross for me. I confess that you saved me, covered my sins with the blood of Jesus Christ, who died on that cross for me. Lord, I believe by faith that you are my Savior, that I will have eternal life with you. So please, Lord, have your way with me in my heart. Change me, O Lord. Keep me in your protection, and teach me how to live a life that is pleasing to you. This is my prayer. This is my desire. Lord, I love you and I need you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying with me. And I pray that those who have prayed this simple little prayer, that you believe by faith that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. He is your protection for life. And as we move down through this lesson, we will see that he is your protection, our protection for life. So, amen. Get yourself in a Bible-believing church, a discipleship class, Sunday school class that will disciple you, that you will grow and go in grace. So let's move right along. Our second point was lasting protection, and this is verses 3 through 6, and how we are lock on to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's look at faith. And in order for us to lock on, we've got to have faith. We've got to have faith and repentance. Because when troubles come our way, when storms arise or devastation may grace our doorstep or even disgruntlement may be dancing in our heads, we have got to know that faith is the key, holding on to God's unchanging hand. Verses 3 through 6 lets us know that the Lord is our protector, and he won't fall asleep. He won't let you stumble. He protected Israel. He'll protect you. The Lord is our protector, according to verse 5. There at your right hand, the shade from the sun, he's our refuge. He hides us under the shadow of his wings. He will not allow anything or anyone to pluck us from his hand. Promises that we can keep, hold on to, and you won't be harmed by the sun during the day or the moon at night. So, some of the ancient beliefs in that time, people saw the harmful effects of the rays of the sun. And they thought that certain illnesses, especially mental disorders, were also caused by the rays of the moon. So they had some strange beliefs concerning the sun rays or the moon rays. But we believe that the God that sits up high and looks down low will protect us and hide us and shelter us. We have refuge in him. So let's look at Isaiah 25, verse 9. So if you would turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 25, and we're going to look specifically at verse 9. And it reads this. And it will be said in that day, I'm in the New King James translation, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah 25, verse 9. Let's look at John chapter 5, verse 24. John chapter 5, we're going to look at 24. And I hope you're taking note of these verses because they are so important for us to get in our soul, that it would train us to be a better, have a better walk in our journey as we live this life on this side of heaven. So verse 24 in John chapter 5, and I'm going to read this. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Amen. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word, as we are doing tonight, and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. That's promising. And let's look at repentance. why it's so important for us too, why it's necessary. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 10 through 16. The good works of a righteous people will not save them if they turn to sin, nor will the sins of evil people destroy them if they repent and turn from their sin. Repentance, we know, leads to forgiveness of sin. Let's look at Luke 13, verse 1 through 8. And I'm going to start at, "And you will also perish unless you turn from your evil ways and turn to God." So we know repentance is turning from those things that keep us in the valley, thoughts, words, and deeds. And we are to turn to our Father because He forgives our sins, and Jesus died on that cross for our sins. He's all sufficient. He's all sovereign. And let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. Now we know 1 Corinthians 13 is the love chapter. And we're going to look at that. And we're going to look at verse 7. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Now, it talks about love, but this is God's love. And we are to exemplify that type of love. God, chapter 13, verse 7. "Bear all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." In verse 4, it says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, it's not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." Who is truth? Jesus Christ is truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. The NIV says, verse 7, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Why am I being specific? Because this type of love that we demonstrate for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will allow us to bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things, persevere, always protect, always trust, always hope. And this type of love we are to exemplify when we are in the valley, when the storms arise, when danger comes around. We need to be, when we want to lift up our eyes, from which cometh our help. Those valley experiences. Your experience may be different from mine. Your struggle may be different from mine. Your storm may be a little different storm than mine. But the storms will come. And are you going to fret? Or are you going to pray? Are you going to hopeth in all things, believeth in all things? Are you going to endure all things, bear all things? So let's look at the last point, and I know we've ran over a little bit of time, but I want to make sure that I get the important point. in this lesson concerning protected for life. Point 3, eternal protection. And this is verse 7 and 8 in Psalms 121. The Lord will protect you and keep you safe from all dangers. The Lord will protect you now and always, wherever you go. That's the CEV translation. The Lord will, not might, the Lord will protect you. The Lord will protect you now and always. Let's look at locked in. Now remember, first point, higher protection, look up. Second point, lasting protection, lock on. Third point, eternal protection, locked in. L-O-C-K-E-D, locked in. And it says that he will protect us. Jehovah will keep you or keep your going out and your coming in from now and to eternity. He will. Not he might. He will. Let's look at, lastly, Revelation chapter 21. And we're going to start at verse 1. And this will bring us to the end of this particular lesson. So if you would, walk with me, Revelation 1, chapter 21, verse 1. And it's such a beautiful illustration of the New Jerusalem. Now, eternal protection. We've went from higher protection. We went from lasting protection. Hold on to his unchanging hand. We can endure. If we believe it, hope it, we can persevere. Now he's letting us know from Psalms 121 that Jehovah will keep you from all evil. He will keep your soul. Jehovah will keep your going out and your coming in from now, right now, to eternity when you fall asleep. So let's look at Revelation 21. Verse 1. I'm going to read this from the NIV translation. Then I saw a new Jerusalem and a new earth. This is John. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people. These are promises, eternal promises. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4, he will wipe every tear from their eye. If we don't give up, if we don't fret, if we don't act as if there's no hope, there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am, making everything new. Hallelujah. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Well, who is trustworthy and true? God Almighty. His son, Jesus Christ. Verse 6, he said to me, it is done, period. it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. Jesus is the living water. He who overcomes will inherit all of this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexual immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. And we are going to go right into, I'm going to drop down to verse 18. And it's describing those passages above verses 18, describing how the New Jerusalem will look. But for the sake of time, I wanted to get down to verse 18. The wall was made of jasper, the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city wall were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, and the sixth carnelian. And we're going to move on down to the main verse. And it is verse 27. This is the promise. The beauty is above, but the best protection of this particular protection for life is right there in verse 27. Eternal protection. Nothing impure will enter, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. That is our permanent protection, if you will, policy. That is our permanent promise. That only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter in. And as it was stated in verse 8 of Psalms 121, Jehovah will keep your going and your coming in. From now and to eternity. Now, if that does not delight your soul, to know that this type of protection is for life, not to the age of 100, not over a period of time, temporary protection, as we learned about term life insurance, and as we learned about whole life insurance, where you're protected up to the age of 100, they call that permanent. But what Scripture calls permanent is Revelation 21, verse 27. But only those whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life will get in, will be protected, permanently, eternally protected. And I hope this has been a delight to you. I thank you for being faithful with this broadcast, but I tell you, this lesson was such a joy. Understand how some of us may have purchased life insurance policies, and there's nothing wrong with that. But don't forget that our permanent protection for life is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you have given your life to Him, your whole heart to Him, that you have been born again because your policy is sitting in His hand called the Lamb's Book of Life. And that is the permanent protection that we have written in Scripture to let us know. And He said, I will, because He is, I am. And that's capital I, capital A, capital M. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God bless you, and thank you so much for being a faithful listener to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio. And I pray that you would share this broadcast with someone, that they may be blessed by this lesson and that they may become saved from listening to this lesson, because we are faithful in exposing the Word, expounding on the Word of God, and most of all, extending the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who do not know Him in the pardoning of their sin. So just always remember that the grass withers and the flowers do fade away, but the Word of God will stand forever. God bless you, and thank you so much for your faithfulness. And always remember that you look to the hill, our help, because all of our help comes from Thee, Jehovah. Thank you, and God bless.